why don't we start off, let's make it nice and simple. We'll start off with the first set of reels with John Brennan and the Coolies and the Tulla. How's that? So.
Thank you.
Was that tempo okay for you guys? All right, good, good. So, say hi to Hannah. How you doing, Hannah? Good to see you here.
Good. Glad to be back.
Yes. Well, we're glad to have you too. And let me see. Who did I say hello to? Donna Hurt. Good to see you. How about we'll just go down the line here. We'll do the Connachman Rambles and Whelan's Jig. Everybody knows the Connachman, don't they, I think? And then... A lot of people think I wrote that tune. I wish I did. It's a really great tune. But maybe one of my ancestors wrote it. All right. Thank you. That tempo for the jigs, was that good for the jigs too? All right, so we're going to move on to the hornpipes, and let's do the one to the Taylor's Twist and the Western. The Taylor's Twist seems to be played a lot lately. I mean, everywhere I go, people are playing that tune. It's a great tune, but I'm kind of surprised because. I mean, I don't think I ever heard it played that much at all at one point, and all of a sudden, you know, it's everywhere, you know. And then, this was, I believe, written by George Ross, who's a great accordion player from County Wexford. Adjudicated me in my very first All Ireland Flock Yall back in 1971. So, and then we'll do the. I love those tunes, right? Let me see if I can get through the wonder. I haven't played this in a while.
Thank you.
Might have been a little slow, I don't know. You guys might have liked it like at that tempo. I was kind of distracted because I was feeling like it was a little bit slow, but all right, let's go back to reels. Are we having fun yet? Let's just go down the line there. We're swinging on the gate and the ships are sailing. I think there's a good chance we'll get through all of these tunes on the list today. I think there's a good chance of that. So, let me pay attention. Oh, okay, thank you, Aaron. I see that. All right. Swinging on the gate into... And then... tunes. Swinging on the Gate used to be played all the time, and now I hardly hear it played at all. So hopefully we can rekindle it with you guys. And is that, hang on a second, is that Debbie I see there? Hi, Debbie.
Hi, John. Hi, everybody. It's still dark here.
I was going to say, Debbie, we're going to have some steak and steak on the barbie.
Oh, I know. No, shrimp on the bobby.
Shrimp on the bobby. There you go. Great to
Good
see
to
you.
Good to see you again. Good to see everybody again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. How was that tempo? Good. Margaret, are you playing a banjo now, Margaret?
Yeah, trying a little bit.
Yeah, Liz, lovely lady, multi-instrumentalist, fabulous fiddle player, really brilliant bluegrass fiddle player, I have to say. And I can't keep up with the bluegrass stuff. I knocked my socks off when I heard her play the first time. So, Margaret, I have to ask you, if my memory serves me correctly, and I could be wrong because I've been wrong many times before, was it your father that didn't he work at architecture?
Yeah, Colonial Williamsburg. He says hi, by the way. I told him I saw you.
So where was he? Where was he?
Yeah, he was at Colonial Williamsburg.
Colonial Williamsburg. I was getting mixed up because I was at the Mount Vernon.
He worked there too. Yeah, he worked there as well.
I thought he did. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So Margaret's father was the architect with all those preservations and those old historical buildings. You know, a wonderful man. I really enjoyed being a carpenter. I really enjoyed chatting with him about it. So,
yeah.
All right, let's do the old. But I don't think we've done this, if ever, in a long, long time. The Cash Jig, and then Father of Flynn, and the Boys of the Town. The Boys of the Town, I have to get the music because I won't remember how it starts. A really great jig as well. And so feel free to, you know, I say this all the time, very few people actually send me messages. So, you know, for next week, if you have any requests of tunes or stuff, feel free to email me, let me know things you like or don't like. Don't be afraid to... you know, you won't hurt my feelings, I promise. many people say I don't have any feelings, but that's you. Of course, you all know that's not true because I've cried in front of all of you. I think, you know, I tell you, at the wedding, how about this for a touching moment? At my son's wedding, and I'll try and get this out without crying. But my new daughter-in-law had cufflinks made for Emmett. And she had them engraved with the names of my father and Louisa's father, on one on each hand. Wasn't that really nice? That they both passed away, of course, you know. All right, so. I gotta scribble out that pickup because that's gonna screw me up. There you go, so. Woo! Sure, if that was you, big with the guitar there.
Oh well, you know, something different.
That's lovely.
Good. Too many banjos in here already.
I have to give you a call, Pete. I've been meaning to catch up with you. So I still love that photo we have together on your Facebook page, though.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I can't believe you still have it up there. I haven't talked to him in so long. It's like, you know,
I haven't met anybody more famous since the pandemic, you know, so.
Well, it's great to have you on board. So let me see now. We got some other people joined in here. Lisa from Olympia, Betsy. I haven't said hello to Betsy. And there's a Zoom user, whoever that is. I don't know who that might be. And Jim, good to see you.
And, hi, John.
If there's anybody I'm missing, thank you. It's great to be back. Hopefully I'm not missing anybody. If I did, I apologize. Oh, yeah, I did. Linda. Linda Mann. My buddy Linda in Connecticut. Lovely concertina player. Sorry. All right. So let's go. You want to do some more? The butterfly, why not? Let's kind of slow it down a little bit even more. And then the fox hunters. I think I had that printed out because the fox hunters is... All right, I'll remember that. I really love the butterfly. It's such a beautiful melody. Thank you. you go. So, let me see. I think Emily had to go, which was kind of sad, but that's okay. She was here. It was good to see her. Hi, Linda. Good to see you. All right. All right, let's get back to reels. You guys are falling asleep over there. So we'll just go down the list, if that's okay. We do Paddy Taylor's Into the Reconciliation and the Galway Rambler.
One more time.
Maggie, how are you? Good to see you. Let's see who else we got. Jan is in there, but I guess she's not on the Zoom. But I can hear her in the other room. We clean up good. I don't know if anybody saw the wedding photos, but Jen and I cleaned up really good over the weekend. We look really hot for a couple of old guys.
You look really hot for anybody. That was wonderful. You and your suit and Jen and her beautiful dress. Wow.
Yep. I'm a lucky guy. What can I say? We had a great time. We went to two sessions, and we went to Mount Vernon in 100. It was 96 degrees, but it felt like 100. But we made it through, sweating like crazy. All right, we'll go back to hornpipes. I got a lot of hornpipes here today because I really loved the hornpipes, to be honest with you. So let's do the pleasures of hope. I hope I have the music here. I thought I had the music here because I won't remember how they start, as you well know. Everybody here well knows that. Or I got it in my mind. I must have convinced myself I'd remember how it bloody starts, and of course I don't. Well, that was silly. I don't think I have it here. All right, so we'll do a different set of hornpipes. Let's do. I better check I got the music now. Let's do, there we go, I got it. Miss Galvin's. So we'll do Cronin's Rambles in the Park. Cronin's Rambles, Miss Galvin's, and Horse Keen. I hope I can get through them all. It was a very popular tune when I was a kid. And then I have multiple turns so I can scrap one if I can't play it. It's a good practice to get into. Look, if you're going to learn from the best, I'm the best at that, for sure. And see if I can get through that. I haven't played that one in a while either. Thank you. So just I have to stop there because I'm looking at the music and I have a completely different version of this tune. So am I screwing something up here? Because this is what I'm playing is what I remember that tune to be. But this music is... There must be an extra...
I think your version sounds more like what I've heard before.
Yeah, it's like really bizarre. I didn't notice that before. I wasn't paying attention to it, but I did... well, I think what I'm playing is what I'm probably... Did I teach this tune? Oh, my God, I'm losing it altogether. All right, let's just go with... I'm going to scrap that version, and then we'll do a horse keep. We'll play it again. Was that tempo okay?
Thank you.
I do love that tune. It does such a great tune that he wrote. All right, let's go back to Jigs. Let me see what I got written down here. So, we do the chordal, the clavel, and the battering ram. So if somebody could just remind me how the chordal starts, that would be great. Just hum a little bit of it or something. You all know the chordal. Shall I not play it? I think you all know it. Lovely. Thank you, Alina. And then... And then... Okay.
Thank you.
Show any interest in playing any of these slow tunes I wrote down? You want to do Trip to Sky? Or? Hey. Is Trip to Sky okay with you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, let's do Trip to Sky, and then we'll finish with a set of reels, because I feel like a nice pick sticking in the back of my neck here. But we'll do a couple more. And... Okay.
Thank you.
There you go, Trip to Sky, one of my own compositions, if you don't know that already. And then, so let's finish off, why don't we finish off with Lord MacDonald's at Ballinasloe Fair and the Green Groves of Erin. And I look forward to seeing you all again next week, barring any unforeseen circumstances. Or if the doctor tells me I shouldn't do it, I guess I'll have to follow his orders. I doubt that will happen, but anyway, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it, and I know some of you just came, and I apologize, but my neck is bothering me a little bit. So David Brown, it's good to see you. Brian, it's great to see you. Thanks for being here. Lisa Robinson, I don't know what you're cooking up in there, but you're making me hungry in the kitchen. So let's do one more blast of reels. And Kathy, it's good to see you too, darling. Great pleasure. Thank you. There you go, folks. I didn't do too bad. We were close to the 5:30 mark, so I really enjoyed seeing you all again. I've missed you for the last 3 weeks, and I think it's been 3 weeks, hasn't it? And I do hope you come back again and tell your friends. And also, you know, I'm gonna do a master session. I haven't picked one yet, and I haven't picked a date, but. So the general consensus is to do one a month, and so hopefully you know, we'll get the support for that. If not, obviously I won't be doing them. But also, Michael, I always forget, and I can't see it on here, that the tune learning is up on Gumroad.com. So I think a lot of you are able to record this. I don't know, but anyway. If you just pass that along to any of your friends that might be interested in learning tunes, we've got a minimal fee on that, and it's going to go a long way to help me pay some of these medical bills that I got. So you know, spread the gospel, I guess. And I appreciate your support, and look forward to seeing you next week. Any updates after Tuesday, I'll certainly... send out an email or something to let you guys know, but I don't anticipate any problems. But I do certainly appreciate your support, and it's great to see some of you. And Peter, I haven't seen you in a while now. I haven't chatted in a while. It's been too long. Peter, didn't your little cat die?
Yeah, Maggie died about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was sorry to see that, my friend.
I have the new energy of a kitten in the house, though, so...
Oh, you got a new kitten?
New kitten.
I wish I could bring this computer screen up to the outside of our door here, because we've got, I think we have 6 little barn swallows in the nest.
Oh.
You know? And it's really funny, because every time I open the door, all their little heads poke up and their beaks are open. But I've been taking some photos, but yeah. And then we have two little baby deer in the yard. I mean, really tiny. I mean, we've seen young deer before, but these are really, really tiny deer, gorgeous little deer in the yard. So we're having a little bit of fun with the animals, and I've got to fix my koi pond. I got a problem with my pump in my koi pond, but I think the fish is still alive. But Peter, I'm sorry to hear that. I had my cat for 19 years, and my son Emmett was at the wedding, and. And of course, he's 4 years younger than Dennis. And we got the cat, and Dennis named the cat Michael. And so his brother was yelling, "Who in the heck calls their cat Michael? That's a person's name. That's not a cat name." So we were laughing about that last Saturday. And of course, and then we had the beagle for 20 years. So we love our little pets, as I can see, Hannah. So
and my cat has come to say hi.